From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton. Co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Edith nuzzles up against Archie. At Mike's kitchen sink.
Slip the large ring nut over the pipes.
Yeah, I think I did that. Then what?
Screw the two smaller pipes of the union to the new pipes.
Yeah, I think I did that. Then what?
Call a plumber.
Ma.
That ain't in the book, Mike. I made that up myself.
Nah, don't worry. I think I got this thing fixed. All right, Ma, when I say okay, turn on the water, okay?
Okay.
Edith soaks Mike, who's under the sink.
Turn it off!
I don't think I fixed it.
Yeah, oh, look at you. Oh, Don't you think it's time you called a plumber now?
No, Ma, I'm telling you, we can't afford it. Gloria and I are on a very strict budget. Nowadays, the only person that can afford a plumber is another plumber. Now, I think I'll come back to the sink later.
Well, ain't you gonna change your shirt?
No, it's all right, Ma. It's all right. I gotta fix the front door lock.
Well, what's the matter with it?
Well, it's loose. I gotta screw it in. All right, let's see. Where's my Phillips?
You gonna use milk or magnesia?
No, it's a Phillips screwdriver.
Oh, I better go home and say goodbye to Archie before he leaves.
Hey, Ma, what does Archie do for a whole weekend at those veterans conventions?
Oh, I don't know. He never remembers nothing. I guess the less he remembers, the more fun he's had.
Hey, I must have done something wrong. This thing works.
Oh, good. Well,
now our little home is safe from all crooks, kooks, and all types of intruders.
Good evening, fellow Americans.
Archie barges in.
Except one.
Yeah, see? All set to go here. Oh, it's a long way to tickle Mary. It's a long way to go.
Dressed in an Air Force shirt and cap, Archie tickles Edith.
Cause Mary giggles so. Oh, we all tickle Mary, and Mary yells, oh, gee. But nobody ever kisses Mary, cause she caught V.D.
Edith knits her brow and stares at Archie.
Battery B. Yeah. Hey, up out face here. Return our salute there, soldier.
Hey. Edith and Archie salute.
Oh, I'll never forget how handsome you looked the first day you marched off to war.
Oh, yeah, hey, me and Buster Brinkley, huh? We were the first two guys in this neighborhood to enlist.
Yeah, and you was the first ones to get your draft notices, too.
Stop yourself, will you? We was going to volunteer anyway. Gee, poor old Buster. I wonder if he's going to be at the convention this year. You know, it's a shame to see a guy like that in a wheelchair.
I didn't know Buster got wounded.
Oh, yeah, at last year's convention. He's out the belly dancer with his electric cane, you know? And her boyfriend come over and broke both his legs.
It doesn't make any sense to throw away all that money on a crazy weekend. I mean, a bunch of grown men acting like kids.
What do you mean, acting like kids? We do a lot of big stuff there. We make speeches. We listen to other speeches there. We take care of all the affairs of the world. We take care of important things there.
Did you pack everything you need?
Oh, yeah, I got my whoopee cushion. I got my police whistle for screwing up traffic. I got my balloons to make the water bombs drop out the window. And the itching powder for the topless waitresses. Oh. You hear that? You know who that is? That's the guys out there. Okay, fellas. Okay, hang on there. I'll be right with you guys.
Huh? Archie opens the door.
Now, you take care of the two girls while I'm gone. I meet her.
Don't worry, Arch. If the commies attack, I'll hold them off with my carnation that squirts water.
Put it there.
Oh, no. No, no. I'm not going to shake that hand. You got a buzzer in there.
Oh, you ain't got nothing in that hand. Look at that.
Goodbye.
This guy is suspected of everything.
Goodbye.
Yeah,
Archie.
Goodbye, Edith.
We'll
goodbye.
Miss you.
Goodbye, Edith.
He pats Edith's behind with the hidden buzzer in his other hand, then runs out with his suitcase.
Goodbye, Archie. Have a good time. And be careful. Don't get lost. Stay with the other boys.
Old soldiers never die. They just go off to conventions and destroy cities. Well, I'll come back to the front door lock later. I'll try my hand at the furnace.
Oh, Mike, please be careful. Oh, make sure there ain't no gas leaking. Oh, I had an Uncle Virgil once who used to sneak down to the basement to smoke a cigar on account of my Aunt Edna didn't like cigar smoke. Well, one night, he sneaked down for a smoke, and he didn't know there was gas leaking. He found out. And that's the last Aunt Edna ever saw of Uncle Virgil. Or the furnace. Or the front porch.
Hey, Ma, didn't any of your uncles ever die of old age?
Oh, yeah. My Uncle Ralph was hit by a trolley car when he was 80.
Pregnant Gloria walks in the front door.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi, Gloria.
What's that?
Well, it's Mike. He's been working around the house all day.
Oh, how's he doing?
Well, we ain't done nothing that can't be fixed.
Oh, you smell so good. What is that?
That's Voulez-Vous, Ma.
Oh.
Mm, it's the finest cologne we sell in the store. Oh.
I'd buy some myself if we weren't so short on money.
Gloria, if you and Mike are ever short on money, you can come to Archie and me.
Thanks, Ma, but you know how proud Michael is. Well, he wouldn't take 10 cents from you.
Oh, we can afford more than that.
Mike runs in, clutching his hand.
No, I'm yelling because I'm having fun. Damn it. I'm sorry, Ma. Oh, hell, I'm sorry, Ma. Oh, damn it, I'm sorry, Ma.
What happened?
Oh, I was trying to scrape some rust off the furnace, and I smashed my hand with a big wrench.
Oh, honey, why didn't you use a chisel?
Because I thought a wrench would hurt more.
They hurry to the kitchen.
Yeah, we'll put it on the cold water. We can. It's busted.
Oh, well, sit down, honey, and I'll get you an ice cube.
Oh, ice cubes. Yeah, that's good.
Well, Michael, you got lots of papers to correct. You shouldn't be doing all these repairs.
Who else is going to do it? I'm the only repairman I can afford. Gee, what a rotten time we're living in. Inflation, recession. I got a weekly salary that lasts 4 days.
Well, my salary hold this over for the other 3 days, so we're doing okay. Unless we get hit by an 8-day week.
Oh. We're barely managing. We're in a trap. Where can a man go to seek his fortune, to get a fresh deal, a new roll of the dice, a new spin of the wheel?
My, gambling ain't never the answer.
I don't know what the answer is. All I know is I can't even afford to take my own wife out. You know, we're the only couple on this block that hasn't seen Jaws.
Well, that's because it would cost us an arm and a leg.
You know, Archie and me had fun even when we didn't have much money. I mean, we couldn't afford to buy a television set, but we watched TV on the sidewalk outside of Kupperman's appliance store, and it didn't cost us nothing. Oh, I'll never forget it. They had 5 sets, and Milton Berle was on every one of them. Oh, my, we laughed when he said, "Good evening, ladies and germs." Of course, he should have said ladies and gentlemen, but he kept making the same mistake every day. And people still laughed at him. Well, I suppose that was because he was wearing a dress when he said it.
You know, I was 5 years old when Daddy got us our first TV. It was 6 inches square, so I always thought Milton Berle was this big.
Yeah.
Hey, right. Remember how Uncle Milton used to walk out on the stage?
Mike duck walks with his knees held together.
I'll kill you a million times. Yeah, he did the funny thing.
And remember the theme song? Oh, we're the men of Texaco. We work from Maine to Mexico.
There's nothing like this Texaco of ours. Our show tonight is powerful.
They march into the living room and dance in a line.
Shower full of stars. We're the merry Texaco men. We're regulars and we're showmen. Tomorrow we'll be servicing your car.
Ah, you stepped on the feet. Step on the feet. What the hand?
Sorry, I got something here that'll cheer you up. Look, today was payday. I got my check.
Oh, great.
$160. Well, that's double my salary.
Hey, maybe it's got a bonus there.
$160.
And I got a pink slip. I've been fired.
Oh, no.
Mike takes the slip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Michael.
Good night, ladies and germs.
Gloria leans on Mike's shoulder. Mike, Gloria, and Edith eat at the Stivics' kitchen table.
Gloria, you ain't hardly touched nothing.
I'm not hungry, Ma. You were right, Michael. What a lousy time to live.
Oh, come on, honey. Don't talk that way. Come on, cheer up.
Why would they fire me like that? I'm a good person and an excellent employee. Maybe I went to the water cooler too often or to the ladies' room too many times.
Well, if you did one, they can't blame you for this.
You hear what Ma said? That's funny. If you did one, you can't blame me for doing it.
Gloria doesn't smile.
Oh, we are the men from Texaco. We work from Maine to Mexico. There's nothing like this Texaco of ours. Please, hey. Come on, honey, snap out of it. It's not the end of the world.
Michael, we needed that money I was bringing in. What was I supposed to do to keep my job anyway? Have an affair with the head of the department?
Certainly not at the same salary.
He encourages Edith to laugh.
Do you think maybe that's the store? Maybe they changed their mind?
Hope so.
Ma? Ma, would you get it? I'm too nervous.
Hello?
No, you must have the wrong number. What? No, this ain't Pussycat, it's Edith Bunker. Archie, it's your father, it's Archie.
Is he having fun?
Gloria wants to know if you're having fun at... Gloria! Gloria's your daughter.
He's having fun.
Yeah, I got him at home in the piano bench. At home, on Houser Street. Yeah. I'll go there and I'll get him out of the bench and you call me there. Yeah. Goodbye, Archie.
Is Daddy looped already?
He's sharing a hotel room with the Puerto Rican corporal and he wants me to read him the words to my buddy.
He smashed.
I'll be back later and help you with the dishes.
Oh, don't bother, Ma. I'm a full-time housewife now. No pay, but the work is steady.
Don't forget the fringe benefits.
Mike kisses her.
Tell you what, I gotta go upstairs and correct some papers. Why don't you come up after a while?
What for?
I don't know. We'll think of something.
He heads upstairs, leaving Gloria with her pink slip. She heads to the door.
The other men from Texaco were giving me. Sheila! Oh, hi, Sheila Tishman. Gee, you haven't been over in a while.
Oh,
I love what you did with the place.
Yeah?
I'm crazy about Plaid.
Oh, we've been working real hard. Could I get you some coffee?
No, thanks. I got a date with the real dragon. It might keep me awake.
Someone from the store?
Luke Willis in refrigerators. You know, cool hand Luke.
The redhead nods.
Oh, I brought you your stuff from your locker.
Thanks, Sheila. Listen, you work across the aisle from me. Have you any idea why they fired me?
Honey, you are talking to the Rona Barrett of Chrysler's. You broke our personnel manager's 11th commandment. Thou shalt not commit pregnancy.
They can't fire a woman just because she's pregnant. Didn't the Supreme Court decide that?
Hedda Bancroft was fired in her third month.
Hedda Bancroft? When did she get married?
In her ninth month. So you see, you're not the first.
Gloria, did I leave my briefcase?
Oh, honey, you remember Sheila Tishman, don't you?
Oh, yeah, hi, Sheila.
Hi, my.
Sheila just told me that I was fired because I'm pregnant.
How do you know?
Higgins in accounting talks in his sleep.
She smirks and fiddles with her earrings as Mike smiles knowingly.
He dozes off at movies.
That Chrysler's can't do that. That's against the law.
It's penalizing the human race for reproducing themselves.
Hey, who is in charge of hiring and firing?
D. Bertram Crenshaw III.
D. Bertram Crenshaw III. Well, when I get through with him, there's not going to be a fourth.
Later, in an office, a man wearing a suit speaks into a recording device.
In conclusion, Mr. Kramer, your faithful service is highly appreciated. And be assured that this notice of termination coming 2 weeks before your eligibility for our pension fund is merely coincidence. A man with your 40 years' experience should have no difficulty in finding another job. Cordially yours, D. Bertram Crenshaw, personnel director.
Crenshaw ends the recording and answers his phone.
Yes. Gloria Stivic, tell her I'm in a meeting.
He resumes recording.
Helen Kincaid, 169 West...
I'm sorry to interrupt your meeting, but I am Michael Stivic, and I have one question to ask you.
Mr. Stivic, as you can see, I am very, very busy.
Mr. Crenshaw, as you can see, I am very, very angry.
Yes, I can see that. Therefore, I'll give you 5 minutes.
I have a New York state law here that says it is illegal for any employer to fire women because of pregnancy.
Well, that's an excellent law. I approve of it thoroughly. That has nothing to do with me.
My wife is pregnant.
That has nothing to do with me either, but...
Mr. Crenshaw, I was fired yesterday, and we came here to find out if I was fired because I'm pregnant.
Oh, no. No, that would be against the law. No. Chrysler's does not discriminate. We are an equal opportunity employer. We're very, very proud of our blacks in the maintenance department. And our Puerto Rican window washers. And our Filipino elevator operators.
What, no Indians?
We have three in our window display every Thanksgiving.
We're talking about sex discrimination.
That's right. You fired my wife because she is pregnant. Now, why won't you admit that?
The door, Mr. Stivic, the door.
Oh, yes, of course, Mr. Crenshaw. The door.
Mike jams a chair under the doorknob.
Mr. Stivic, you are being irrational.
That's right, Mr. Crenshaw.
Honey.
I am being irrational. I am being very irrational. That is the way I get when I am not being told the truth. My eyes bug out, my fists start to clench, and I just feel like hitting something. Melons! Crenshaw melons!
Mike stalks him.
Mr. Stivic, I am going to call security.
You better call your company nurse, who I'm sure is a token Eskimo.
Actually, he is neither of those things.
You better give me the truth now, because you're dealing with a lunatic. I'm a cuckoo now. I want the truth right now.
All right. You want the truth? I will, I'll give you the truth.
He ends the recording.
Look at this. We're in the Oval Office here.
Your wife was fired because she is pregnant. Chrysler's has an image of fashion, style, and beauty. And that image isn't going to be helped by a girl who very soon
is going to look like Alfred Hitchcock in drag.
Mouth hanging open, Gloria steps forward.
Alfred Hitchcock?
In drag.
That is not fair, Mr. Crenshaw. Charlie Simmons in sportswear? Why, he has a stomach bigger than any pregnant woman.
Ah, but Charlie Simmons happens to be in ski togs for the portly. And you wanted the truth, and I gave you the truth, and I will swear on a stack of Bibles that I never said it. So, sue me.
We may just have to settle this little thing out of court.
He records again.
So you just make sure that you don't give my wife's job away, because she is going to be back to work Monday morning.
Oh, you are threatening me, Mrs. Tibbett? You're going over my head?
That's right, Mr. Crenshaw. I'm going over your head. Way over your head. I'm going to the world. Come on, Gloria. No one is going to deny you your constitutional rights.
Power to the pregos.
Fist raised, Gloria follows Mike out of the office. Crenshaw raises the mic.
Let the record show that as Mrs. Stivic left the office, she raised her hand in a communist salute.
Later, Gloria and Mike return home.
Most probably over here.
Come on, Gloria, hurry up. Didn't they say it was going to be on the news between 5 and 5:15?
Yeah, well, honey, it's 5 now.
I'll bring the television set down from upstairs.
Okay. Alfred Hitchcock, my foot. What happened? Oh, my, so exciting. We went to see the personnel manager, and he turned out to be such a stinker. So Michael threatened to punch him in his nose, and I got my job back anyway. And you're going to see how it all happened on television. Michael had a wonderful idea.
Hi,
Cresslers make so much money from pregnant women. You know, maternity outfits, layettes, bassinets, baby clothes. So Michael decided that they wouldn't want to lose that market.
Come on.
When Gloria Stivic, who insisted she was fired from Cresslers because she was pregnant, was reinstated.
A protest march is shown on TV.
Oh, Gloria, there you are. Oh, you're on TV. There's Mr. Crenshaw. Look at him.
Crenshaw leaves the store in disguise, but Gloria spots him. The angry protesters swarm the man, and two police officers come running.
The police were called. Officers Davis and Harris responded.
Crenshaw is dragged away by one of the officers.
Not discriminate!
Officer Davis, who was also pregnant, joined the picket line.
She grabs a protest sign and starts marching. Watching the TV, Edith beams.
Oh, that must be a maternity uniform. Did you do all that, Mike?
No, Ma, it was my idea for the picketing, but it was Gloria's idea to call up a doctor and ask him to send down all his pregnant patients.
And so, along with black power, brown power, and red power, we now add Prego power. Results, Gloria Stivic and baby will be back to work Monday morning. And now on the lighter side.
Hey, how about that, huh? Well, I just wish they hadn't mentioned your name, Gloria. Now every crackpot in the city's going to be calling us. Yep. Yeah, see what I mean?
Gee, I wonder how many Americans saw me.
Oh, millions, Gloria. You was on right after Dinah Shore.
What? What do you mean, indecent? Well, you know what you can do with your stupid opinions, you loudmouth drunk. What is that supposed to mean?
Shaking his head, Mike hangs up.
What a crazy guy. Starts singing My Buddy to me.
Edith considers, then knowingly looks to Gloria.
Oh.
Gloria gets up and sits in Mike's lap. He holds her belly and kisses her on the forehead. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Story editors Larry Rhine and Milt Josephsberg. Program consultant Mel Tolkien. Associate producer Bridget Jensen.
All in the Family. was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Produced by Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Cast: George Firth, Gordon Crenshaw, Diane Shallett, Sheila. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1975, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. A Viacom presentation.